Hey everybody, it's November 4th, 2010, and welcome to 61 minutes of fuck everything right in its asshole. I'm Jick.
I'm Hot Stuff.
And I'm Riff.
Everybody except Riff spent all day yelling at each other.
That's not entirely true. I was working productively
until... Why, was Riff yelling at somebody too?
No, I was working productively until halfway through the day when I got dragged into yelling at people.
Yeah, and then when it came time to do the radio show, the computer was all, yeah, you think you're doing a radio show? Well, F you, buddy. F you in the a-hole.
It wasn't the computer so much as Norton Utilities, yeah. Or Norton Security.
Yeah, Norton Internet Security. You know, to be fair, the computer had been popping up a warning every time I turned it on that said, Norton Internet Security 2006 might be out of date. And I was like, wow, that's... Thanks, computer. Water might be wet.
And then eventually it died in such a heinous way that it wouldn't let you actually access the internet.
Yeah, no, it just, everything worked except the web. So we could have broadcast, but I couldn't have read any questions. And you know what, that's fine. Our listeners don't send in anything worth reading anyway. I'm just kidding. I hate everybody. See, the days when I start out hating everybody and wish that I could just deal with nothing but computers all day, then computers fucking turn on me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, man, I wish there were some people that didn't suck.
I mean, computers are inevitably going to turn on all of us, I think.
They're going to turn on all of us. Like, the more prevalent porn becomes, the more prevalent us getting turned on by computers is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But will they have meant to turn us on?
You know what never betrays me? My iPhone. I love you, Steve Jobs.
Just give it time.
I'll give you as many Steve Jobs as you want.
Steve Jobs right in the asshole. All
Steve right. Jobs is one of everything.
Yeah?
Yep. I wonder if he's going to live very much longer.
What was the... Why were people talking about you kicking me in the balls?
I don't know. Yeah, the unofficial radio show thread was something about your balls being safe for now that I read as your balls are on sale?
No, you know...
Or your balls are for sale.
I don't... Okay, last week I said that if the store wasn't updated by this show, they could punch me in the balls.
Yeah.
That must be it.
That must be it.
That must be the whole... The whole
genesis. Because I finally yelled at you enough to get the store updated.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only can get things done by yelling at people. And I can only get... Sometimes, the only thing it accomplishes when I yell at people is getting the opposite of what I want done. Why are we having such a yell at everybody kind of day?
I don't know.
Man, and why is that... Oh, God, why does everything fucking suck? I was having such a good month. I was having such a good month, and the children were happy, and I was pretty happy, and I don't know. This is sort of more hypochondriac nonsense
than
usual, but, like, in general, I was happy. I was drinking a lot and getting into a lot of arguments with people, which I guess is probably a bad sign.
Well, were you drinking earlier today?
No, I wasn't.
So maybe you're just getting into a lot of arguments with people, and the drinking is just peripheral.
Drinking had nothing
coincidental.
To do with it. Yeah, wow. Maybe it is. Yeah, you're right. Wow, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
No, it's just that normally I don't talk to people unless I'm drinking.
I see.
And so, yeah. Wow.
So you've got to stop talking to people.
Correlation is not causation. I am having another drink. Thank you, science. I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Science. I think we get to play some board games or some shit after this.
I get to sleep.
God damn it. Then we can't play any good board games. We're only going to play the good board game if there's more than four people, because if there's only four people, then it sucks at dong. Like everything.
We have many other board games.
We have many other dongs. That's what I thought you were going to say.
My father's house has many dongs. So I guess we can just hop straight into questions. A lot of people are wondering what the fuck is going to happen to Seaside Town. Good question.
Yeah.
Good question, buddy. I say to each of you individually. It's ready to go. I was going to do it a rollover, but then I realized that rollover's in the middle of a fucking radio show like it always is.
Well, and tonight it's actually literally in the middle.
Yeah, exactly in the center. That's a cool... anyway. Just whatever you can do to make the day better. Just keep it up. You got maybe, I don't know, get a bunch of dishes dirty.
Just light the house on fire.
Yeah. This place smells pretty good. Maybe you could dump some dead rats into the air conditioning vents.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, hot stuff. Man, It's times like this, I wish it wasn't super gay when you gave me back rubs, because I could use a back rub. But not as much as I could use continuing to not be gay, so.
Maybe we can just take a mulligan on the whole day and just have Thursday again tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do it. I don't want to do another radio show, though. This sucks.
I mean, can you do that on a worldwide scale if enough people vote to just repeat Thursday?
Well, yeah, so you get another Thursday, but it's only 23 hours long, and then if you don't like that one, you get another one, but it's only 22 hours long. That's a joke about Magic the Gathering and the mulligan rules where you can keep redrawing, but you draw one less card each time.
I see.
Yeah. You didn't know about that rule because that's a modern development.
I haven't.
You stopped paying attention to that bullshit.
No, I just stopped reading rules a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. You just decided you're going to just... the way that you play Magic is just by reading the cards aloud and giggling. You don't even have a deck. You just, like, pick a card out of the other person's... Each of your turns, you pull a card out of the other person's library, read it aloud, giggle, and then randomly place it on the table in front of them. And you have an hourglass that you use to keep track of your life. And every time they damage you, you flip it over.
Huh. Yep.
So
that sounds like an awesome game.
Yeah. No, it's like what's that bullshit game where the rules keep changing? It's like Flux, only less annoying.
Gnomic.
Yeah, also Gnomic. It's like 1,000 blank white cards, except yeah. Nightmare gets sad when we talk about blank white cards because he doesn't like the way people at Con play blank white cards because there's too many rules. It's forgoing the spirit of there not being any rules. The only rule of blank white cards is that there are no rules, and that you don't talk about.
I think what Nightmare doesn't like about blank white cards at Con is the fact that it
turns into
keeps
truth
turning
or dare.
into either strip blank white cards or truth or dare.
Those are the rules I was talking about. It was that now you have to make out with my gross genitals. No, I meant plus one. Plus one. The rule systems. About making out with people's genitals.
I see.
Plus one, plus one. I forgot what it was that Nightmare hated about blank white cards. I was thinking about what I hated about blank white cards, because I get myself and Nightmare confused because I'm starting to gain weight again.
And you're more gay now.
All right, so apparently your balls are safe because we got stuff in the store.
Yeah.
I'm glad that other people are making these threads and that they're taking off, because I always forget to do it, and when I go on to make one and I see that somebody else has done it, I think, somebody's got my back. I don't have to yell at them. I'm not going to yell at King Stupid. Today, I don't have to yell at King Stupid.
You could if you wanted to.
Chilled says, I've been thinking about how back when I first had my account in 2005, or when I had my first account in 2005, I enjoyed the random zones that weren't tied into quests and were obviously there because Jake got bored and fancied making a new zone. See Palindome, Whitey's Grove, and indeed south of the border. Most of those zones got lassoed into quest arcs within S13, and while I can probably guess the answer, why did this happen? And might we ever see random little zones with no links to larger quests appearing again? Well, I mean, I feel like there have been plenty of them. I think we've probably added more independent zones since NS13 than we roped in with NS13. Especially if you count, you know, the 5 maps that we managed to pull off. You know. I mean, it's just a thing. Like, even though they were unrelated to larger quest arcs, they became fundamentally a part of what the game was. And so, like, you know, when we were looking at ways to give you a lot of things to do, it was easier to incorporate some zone that already existed than it was to make entirely new content for it. And, you know, I don't know that you would lament the current state of things had you not known what the previous state was, right? And I know that that argument doesn't hold any water. You can't say you would never have complained about this if it had always been this way, because that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't ever make anyone feel better. It's not a good rationalization. But the logical extension of that is that you have to do everything right the first time, and if you really... If me, really, by you I mean me, if I consider that, I'll never get anything done. I will be too scared to do anything for fear of, like, fucking it up and not being able to fix it later without pissing everybody off, and so fuck that. So every once in a while, I'm going to change stuff, and if you don't like it, you're going to complain, but that doesn't mean that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean that it's worse. Also, he says, yay for new calendarness. I've ordered a sizable bundle of stuff, and I'm also delighted that the keyrings and coasters made it into the store at last. It doesn't make any sense for us to sell those keyrings and coasters in the store. It flat out does not make any sense, and it makes me... It's weird Everybody wants it. Everybody's glad that they're there. I cannot imagine the person who would pay what we're charging for those. Yeah. I guess I can.
The shipping just costs so much. It's frustrating.
Do you like... do you, like, knock off the extra shipping if they buy them in conjunction with some other stuff?
No, it's not really...
We can't... The store isn't designed that way.
Yeah. The store software is not sophisticated enough to do that. You know, what we do is we knock the price off entirely if they buy $25 worth of stuff, and we just give them a keychain and some coasters.
Yeah.
You know, which was my idea for that anyway, but then I'm going to run into the same problem that I had with Homestar Runner, where all I want is some fucking coasters. Will you please send me some coasters? You jerks from Georgia.
Yeah.
I always have to come up with an alliterative insult for people.
Does it count as alliteration?
If I'm complaining about Microsoft, I say, you shitheads from Seattle.
Does it count as alliteration if you don't actually use the same letter?
I think it does.
Yeah?
It's
just a sound thing?
Georgia juice is
alliterative. I think it's got a different word for it, though.
Oh, is there? What do you call it with vowels? Alliterative is only with consonants, right? Or isn't it? No, something
else. I don't
know. Dude, I have no idea. Now you've made me question my grasp on any English language concept.
King Art wrote, I'm sure it's been asked before, but will there ever be a C-related outfit that will cut the adventure usage from 2-to-1? No.
Not now.
I mean, there will be easier and easier ways to get the effect that cuts it from 2-to-1. It'll eventually be a thing that you won't have to worry about anymore, I think. Like, you know, you'll have to pay attention, but you won't. It won't be difficult.
Yeah, we'll see.
To do as much adventuring as you want down there. War Tower 9, not Water Tower 9. That's a. I wonder if his avatar picture is just you know, a drawing of his name, or if that's from something.
I mean, anyway, I think it is a picture of a war tower with a 9 on it.
I know, but I wonder if that's from something, and he named his account after that, or if he just named his account that. Because that seems like a weird name, right?
Dude, I'm not a good person to talk to about weird names.
Nightmare asks if we've talked about the Halloween update to Minecraft on the radio yet, because that's all he ever talks about.
I don't know.
Is seriously up Minecraft's ass.
Is he?
If Nightmare and Minecraft were playing a game of blank white cards at KOLCon, and Minecraft was all, I just played a card that says, +10, you have to crawl up my ass and stay there for like 6 months, I think Nightmare would be like, oh, okay, I like this game.
That pirate ship he made is badass.
But yeah, no. He has made a bunch of amazing shit. But
I installed the Painterly texture pack today again, and it's even more awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, War Tower 9 wrote, will you make the fossilized creatures appear again? Not exactly the same. Theosk says, how fast of an ascension is too fast of an ascension? To clarify, with players breaking into 3-day hardcore runs, do you feel this is too fast for a hardcore ascension? Does the ever-increasing speediness and power creep lead you towards an eventual NS15, or did outcry over NS13 sour you against future dramatic alteration of the ascension game? Well, it can only go in one direction, or else people piss and moan and quit.
You're making some pretty dramatic changes to the game that impact ascension right now, and some of them are shortening, but some of them make it a little bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't care anymore.
Your mic's a little hot as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn it down a little bit then. Okay. I don't care if there's a 3-day hardcore run. You know, like if we really are as far from 1-day runs as people say we are, then it's whatever. You know, that's fine. I think that, you know, the people who said that we made runs a lot, by making runs longer at the low end, we made runs longer at the long end with NS13. And, you know, we tried to do that in a way that wasn't the case, but I don't think we really succeeded, and, you know, I think a lot of the changes that we've been doing that speed things up really dramatically for somebody who's doing runs that take, like, 2 weeks, and they speed things up by a handful of turns for somebody who's doing runs in 4 or 5 days. And that's fine, you know? That I just kind of don't care about. The things that we've been doing to give newer players easier access to good food and booze, you know, I don't think that's really hurting anything. And, you know, it's, like, gotten to the point where my ego is so fragile that I only make changes that are universally lauded. And what that means is that I have to keep making the fucking game faster, because that's the only thing that you assholes won't complain about. Dorngen says, I think that Peta would really hate this game. Peta shirt. That wasn't really a question. Is Peta shirt anything like Peta bear? Pedo shirt?
The Peta shirt that he links to has
Club
a...
Club soda, not yeah. seals. I don't really think that outcry about clubbing seals is a thing. Does anybody even care anymore? I feel like that was fashionable in the 80s. I feel like nobody is really trying to stop anybody from clubbing seals anymore.
Did they just get them all?
Yeah, probably. Seabrook says, any plans for more multiplicative type monster level effects, like apprivoiser la tortue, for example, in either direction? I don't know what any of that does, because I was like, you know what? You guys just make this Nemesis quest all on your own. What does that effect do? You whip them.
That's just the name of the whip, isn't it?
No, it's the Fouet de Tortue something.
I don't remember. It's been a little
while. That's the name of the skill.
I can look it up.
What is it? No, you designed the quest. Just tell me what it was about.
What
did you do with that whip? I've never even played
you,
it.
You equipped it to whip the guard turtles that have the hats to retame them.
Okay.
Oh, but that's okay. I see what you mean by skill. The equipment, while you had it equipped, it was a skill you could use in combat.
What does that have to do with monster level? What is this guy talking about?
I don't think it has anything to do with monster level.
Like, does it do something if you use it on an improper monster?
Yeah, okay, it does. It does.
Does it multiply their monster level by something?
I don't think so. I seem to remember it only worked on turtles at all. I don't remember exactly how it ended up getting implemented.
Ruippy says, balls. I'm loving the pumpkin patch. The pumpkin carriage is the first Mr. Store quest item, if I'm not mistaken. Were you hesitant to do this? Is this something you'd ever do in the future? I was not even a little bit hesitant to do it, and nobody else even batted an eye, so it's weird. Like, he doesn't mean quest item, he means a thing that is directly related to the main quest progression of the game. You know, I think because it is a thing that makes that quest slightly easier for casual people, but that an Ascender would never do, it doesn't really matter. Right? Like, it's another one of those things that could, like, it'll speed up the game for somebody who's not optimizing.
I mean, it's the item itself is just one of the many things that you can get from the Mr. Store item.
Yeah.
So it's not like the actual Mr. Store item is the quest item, you know?
Blister Guy says, next up on your revamp everything plan is the Bat Boss and the Goblin King quests. What do you think is wrong with these quests now, and what would you like to fix? Well, the things that I'm planning on doing, I might as well just have a little spoiler party here. What I want to do, and I think I've talked about this before, in Bat Hole, I want to make it so something in every zone drops Sonar and a Biscuit. Because right now, I think the fact that you... Well, A, it goes without saying that I want the quest tracker on the left pane to work in all of these quests. That's the
main... I don't think people know about that necessarily.
New players do. And you can't turn it on yet, but people who've played the tutorial... People who made new accounts to play the new tutorial know about it, and it's a thing. It's important to me.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying that I don't know that the bulk of our listeners know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's weird. Whenever I make announcements about how things are now tracked in the quest tracker, I wonder if people are like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't think they are, though. I think our player base is, despite what Riff says, pretty shrewd.
Where did that meme pretty come on the ball?
I don't know. It was some radio show that you weren't even on. I was making fun of you in a high-pitched voice. I forget what we were actually talking about when you... But you had believed that people wouldn't figure something out, and I said that they would. I don't know. Maybe it was the opposite, and I was making fun of myself by making fun of you. Anyway, so I think it's weird that you go through the Bat Hole, and you get a biscuit, and it unlocks a new zone. What I would think as a player, oh, I'm supposed to go into that new zone and figure out what to do in there to unlock the next new zone, when in fact that is not at all what you're meant to do. So yeah, I think I'll just make everything, maybe make the biscuits drop at a lower rate, but make every bat drop them. Add once every, say, 10 turns, a monster that when it dies has the Sonar and a Biscuit effect. So even if you do nothing but just kill bats in the main area for 30 turns, it'll unlock the boss bat chamber for you. Also make it so the biscuits work if you use them in combat in the bat hole. And that's it, I think. That's really all it needs. Because the rest of that, it's not, you know, it's not like it's super confusing. You just, there's
you're
a thing that you have to do.
You're not going to do anything with the boss bat, or with the bodyguard bats and the Herald's Bell type behavior or anything?
Oh, I don't know. Is that still broken?
As far as I know.
Is it? What is it doing? I don't think it's broken anymore. I think they're just pissed off that they can't do it anymore.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what, like, they never stopped being able to get the thing where you get the no monster applicable for this zone message.
We fixed that, and then everybody pissed and moaned, and then they got over it.
Okay.
Unless I'm wrong about that. I mean, we made it so you couldn't do that anymore, and then everybody was, like, all butthurt.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I don't know. The Goblin Quest I haven't thought a whole lot about.
I would like if the harem outfit was not all on the same monster anymore, so that yellow ray wouldn't be such a game breaker.
Yeah.
Do you mean the Knob Goblin Guard outfit?
Well, both, but I think
maybe switch to three harem girl monsters and have them drop the outfit parts at a higher rate, but only one part each.
Yeah, something like
that. Or two. There's only two pieces to the harem girl outfit.
Right.
Well, the perfume as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that would make people sad, but, I mean, it also would make it, you know, more balanced. I want to split up, because of the complaints about having to equip the outfit, buy the shit at the store, and whatever, I want to split it up where the store is an actual distinct place to click, and instead of having to wear the outfit, you have to give them a password that you have to earn by adventuring in like a barracks or an armory with the elite guard outfit on. So you need the outfit to get to the store, but once you've unlocked the store, it's just there. And the only way to do that is by having it be a distinct location, and the only way to do that is by, you know, basically redoing the knob. Gamelli says, so maybe that one's going to be less popular. Gamelli writes, I'm on the road for a few days next week. Can you recommend a good book or two to while away the empty hours?
Depends on what you have and have not read.
Yeah.
If you've read To Have and Have Not, you should read that.
Well, really?
If you haven't read it, you shouldn't.
I read it and was not impressed by it, although that might be because I'm a fan of the movie.
What about The Sun Also Rises when you get your dick shot off?
Do you think Gamelli's read Ender's Game, for example?
Gamelli, have you read Ender's Game?
Have you read Ender's Shadow, if you read Ender's Game?
Have you read the novelization of Shadow of the Colossus? Have you read the novelization of the
Goonies? Is that the one about the Colossus of Rhodes?
He's a Rhodes scholar.
Yep.
Has he read The Road?
Do you think all Colossuses of Rhodes lead to Rome? all of the Colossuses of Rhodes lead to the Colossus of Rome?
The Road would be a good book.
The Road would be a good book.
For him to read as a father.
Yeah, read that with your son.
You could alternate chapters. That'd be great.
You won't be able to actually read out the parts of it because of Cormac McCarthy's refusal to do any punctuating that lets you know who's talking.
You could read Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. That's another road trip book.
I like, if it's a long trip, you could read Count of Monte Cristo.
Mm.
That's a good book.
I've never read that.
Oh, it's really good.
Revenge.
You could read The Stand. That's really long.
Oh, yeah.
And pretty good. Ipecac wrote, why does the dead sorcerer in the woods still have spices? And then Jatopian writes, after Jake fixed the meat car thing, you really want to bring something like that to his attention? Yeah, no, I need to fix it. Turtle says, leaving your flash drive at home when you need it where you're going. The worst thing or the worst thing? I don't know, I've never had a flash drive.
Is that the worst thing as in not best, and then the worst thing as in sausage related?
But I think that would be spelled differently.
Oh, he didn't spell them differently? Maybe it's a typo.
What's item number 4762, writes Stupak. Wouldn't you like to know, replies Jick. Is it an undiscovered pumpkin item? Also, is there anything to the shin gourds besides being a hilarious pun? The high cost for the enchantment is making people speculate. Hot stuff.
Yeah.
Defend your decision.
Screw y'all. It's fine.
You heard it
Excellent
here, folks.
Defense. Screw y'all. It's fine.
He rests his case.
It's going to be nice in PvP.
Yeah, keep that in mind, fellas. Relatedly, on a scale from 1 to 10, how delicious is pumpkin pie? Pumpkin pie's okay.
It's all right. I prefer mince pie for that sort of Thanksgiving-y pie.
I've never been a fan of pumpkin pie.
Man, you know what I would like is to put that pie away and eat a rack of lamb with mint jelly.
Did his mint pie?
Yeah.
Mint pie? Mint jelly pie?
Schlurp says, now that I got my last telescope part, I can ask. You've said previously that the shore tower item mechanism wasn't working the way you envisioned, i.e. you didn't intend for players to be able to get all three tower items just by spacing out three shore trips. Is a revamp of that mechanism in the cards on either a short-term or long-term basis? I would like to get rid of the shore entirely. I would like to replace that with something else.
You'll notice how... Oh, no, you won't, because it's not a public... Never mind.
It's what?
Nothing. You haven't actually pushed the new things that... Oh, so we're going to reference? So
the new town stuff?
Yeah.
Oh,
So never mind.
Sure. The champion says, what happened to Hot Stuff's vagina? What did happen to Hot Stuff's vagina?
I don't know.
Did you see Pantsless's post on the Whole Foods Beer Girl Facebook page?
No.
Yeah. It's like, it's International Don't Have Sex with Kevin for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I'm sorry, with Hot Stuff.
Yeah.
Great. The champion says, I'm curious about the Beerland's complicated drop rate. Why put a complex system in for them instead of a normal drop with some limiting conditional? It is a normal drop with some limiting conditional. When I said that that was complicated, I didn't mean that it was complicated from a user's standpoint. I meant that it was too complicated for me to want to write the entire thing on one line of code, which is what I would have had to have done if I had put it in as a regular item drop. You don't know the difference except that I told you that it's different. Your regular item drop bonuses apply. All of them do. It is code that exactly duplicates what would be happening if the item were dropping. It is just easier for me to read because it is not actually an item drop, but a miscellaneous code block that fires at the same time that items would be dropping. That is why. It's fine, and I think everybody's figured it out. Also, Philmaster Plus says at the end of a bunch of stuff that I'm not going to read. Please give the combat deleveling messages a touch of your wonderful sense of humor. Monster deleveled by X is somewhat boring and ugly compared to the rest of KOL. The problem is putting something in that's funny that makes sense in the massive variety of contexts in which those messages appear, right? You gain 40 meat, other than the fact that it's meat, is not funny. Think of this like that. You'll get a funny story about how the monster was deleveled, and then those things tell you the number of the delevel. You get a funny story about some leprechaun winking at you, because you know, the leprechaun name winks at you. Hilarious! And a story. And then it says, you gain 40 meat. This is one of those. Again, if it had always been like that, it wouldn't look out of place. That was the conclusion that I came to. The very same thing bothered me about it that bothers you about it. But I decided, you know what? Fuck it. That's what I decided.
It's also jarring because you see meat as a number to begin with, but you don't see the monster level. So seeing it being deleveled by a number, you're seeing it being deleveled by a number that you have no frame of reference for to begin with, right? Which is weird. Well, what does it mean for something to be deleveled by 2 if you don't know whether that's 10% of its level or... 2% of its level?
Good
or?
Question. Yeah. No, excellent questions. Excellent questions all. The thing is, what does it mean for something to take 2 damage if you don't know how many hit points it has? Right? Like, that's...
At least, we
are not at all squeamish about saying how much damage something
does.
Yeah,
but you have hit points, and if you assume it has roughly the same number of hit points that you do, then that's a frame of reference.
Well, so should I say monster muscle reduced by X and monster moxie reduced by X?
I don't know.
Then
that's much closer than...
I don't think you have not been given any more information when it's presented that way. So does it address the you're not giving enough information concern?
I think that it would probably make more sense to new people if that's what you did. Not a lot of sense necessarily, but more than... Because, like, if they're thinking level, that's a huge drop, potentially, right? Like, Because when you, it takes a long time for you to gain a level, if you're actually lowering its level by 5, you're like, whoa, that just totally wrecked the shit out of that monster.
I mean, I feel like role-playing games present you with a tremendous amount of information that you don't understand unless you actually dig into it. Right? I mean...
I don't know. I don't know how that... I don't know if that's true. I mean, there are definitely a ton of games that have a bunch of stats that make no fucking sense. Like, a lot of JRPGs will have just a bunch of stats that are like, what the fuck? And there's, like, thousands of them. Thousands of stats. Screens and screens of stats.
Right.
And, you know, is that a good thing? I don't know that that's necessarily a place that we want to go to in terms of trying to defend our design, you know?
Yeah, okay. What about Fallout? Do you think we should add more crouching and it taking forever to get from one place to another?
I think we should definitely include.
You can't stop sniping
encumbrance.
Everyone. Yeah.
I think we should definitely say if you've got more.
Ooh, we'll add a container slot to the player.
Yeah. And I think if you.
Man, how different would KOL be if I had stuck to that?
It wasn't that I thought it was designed badly.
It's that it was too hard on the database.
If you have a number of items that exceeds a certain weight, you have to. It takes more adventures to get from place to place.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Riff would do it anyway.
Yeah.
You can get a perk at level 20.
Can some familiars carry your shit for you, and some can carry more than others?
That'd be a way to differentiate familiars. Attack familiars could probably do a lot of carrying.
Speaking of familiars, Missing Number says, every recent familiar of the month since last October has added its familiar equipment at a full plus 10 pounds and or add or improve functionality in other ways besides weight. So I kind of feel like that's stopping me from using my fireworks or hookah with them since they have the caveat of not providing the arena equipment's specific feature. Why have so many familiars been like this lately? Will the next one please not be? You know, I will always make a familiar's arena equipment do something interesting instead of adding plus 5 pounds to it if I can think of something for it to do that is different than what additional weight actually does to the familiar, because I tend to think of a piece of familiar equipment that just gives plus weight as being boring. But I hadn't considered this angle. I hadn't considered the fact that, well, I mean, I guess I should have considered that everything I do, no matter how well-intentioned it is going to upset someone about something. But I hadn't actually thought about that angle in that, you know, like, I don't know that it's fair to say that we are, say, devaluing old Mr. Store familiar equipment items by giving new familiars interesting equipment, you know? Because, like, you can still use that shit on all of the familiars you were able to use it on when it came out and get all the benefits from it. Reverend Noodleson says, Jake, how big is the Kingdom of Loathing in miles? I ask this because while it's nice you added a desert bus, I think it needs to be more realistic. When you want to go to Border 10 using the bus pass, it should make you wait in real time as the bus drives 45 miles per hour down a bland dirt road, and same for the return trip. And then a lot of people make jokes about that. People were sad that I didn't make a desert bus joke with the bus pass, but the fact that it's called the desert bus pass is the joke. Like, it wouldn't have added anything to make a joke about Desert Bus. Like, the fact that it was like, Desert Bus. I recognize that pair of words as a thing that's funny.
There's not a lot that you could add to it to make a joke about. Like, halfway along your trip, there's a fly hits a window. That's about the only feature.
Maybe we could give you a point after you get there.
Yeah, I could. We could just, like, clicking on the beach from the thing could just give you a blurb of text that says you get 1 point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eight hours later.
And then there's a trophy for getting a billion points. Turtle says, on the topic of the size of the kingdom, I just wanted to say that spreading the town into different townships does a lot for making the kingdom into more of a kingdom and less of a city surrounded by monsters and shit. Seriously, how many kingdoms are only one city large? Jutopian points out that I think those are called city-states. Jutopian's been playing too much Civ 5. F of X has a funny idea that the Nomad camp every day would move between different tiles on Desert Beach.
That's a good idea.
That is pretty funny. I think we should do that. Because there's a lot of empty space on the beach.
So did the skeletons, like, just totally destroy the city wall?
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't notice it getting replaced by rubble?
I guess not.
How did you not see that?
I guess I never.
I don't know why
out.
Everybody was surprised that the walls were gone when I made the new town.
I never went out to the main main city map. I guess I just tend
because you don't navigate.
Click between the individual bits.
You don't believe in the kingdom as a place.
Man, have you been having fun jumping over those tracks? I've been having fun jumping over those tracks. I think we passed the is it fun to jump test now. Eric says, with the pumpkin resetting to 1 on Ascension, I kind of wish the tree would, too. I know, item of the month versus non, but fiddly fiddles is fiddly. Huh.
Huh.
I would do it. I would totally do it, because that totally makes sense. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
I mean, isn't the tree in the clan?
Yeah. But it's not per clan. It's not. It gets new presents on a per-person basis. Listen, if I could do that without pissing people off, I would fucking love to. I just didn't store it in a way that it was really plausible because I didn't think of it. With this, you know, thinking about... I didn't really think about the tree's ascension relevance at all. Like, I did not think that it would have any ascension relevance. Maybe I did. Maybe somebody pointed it out, and that's why we gave everything a high auto sell, so then it was like a thing that you absolutely had to have so we could make people do some boring, unfun shit at Christmas because that's what Christmas is all about. Jatopian says, the plexi candy that enhances your smile increases item drops, and the stainless candy that causes dancing increases stats. Mix up? Yeah, I fucked those up. But so many people bought them in such a hurry that I was afraid that there would be a backlash if I fixed it, so I'm going to fix it before next Halloween. Cult of Jared says, when the glorious PvP revamp finally comes, will we be able to hide copied monsters in the campsites of our enemies? Anytime our opponents use the kitchen or sleep, the monster could attack? Sorry about the campsite, bro, but I needed somewhere to store this sweet monster I found in Fernswarthy's basement. No, that's not how it's going to work. Previously, he also says, booze lenses had inherent value because they cost drunkenness, one of the few resources with a hard cap. What made you decide to change this? Are you tracking the price in the mall? I mean, they still have inherent value because they are fundamentally limited in the way that you can farm them. You know, I think that they were important enough to people in runs that they were too onerous to acquire, given the old rules. When you encounter the forest monolith, you have the option to hit a monkey with a bone, which is pretty rad. Unfortunately, I don't think it does anything. You don't even succeed in monkey violence. Is this intentional? Is there monkey an torture. Unhit monkeys counter on the back end? No, but I'm adding one. It's just a joke about a monolith and a monkey hitting a monkey with a bone. It's just a joke. And I know it doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything except make me funny. I mean, make me smile. Make me think it's funny. Nothing makes me funny. No technology, no matter how alien, is powerful enough to make me funny. Cult of Jared also writes, listening to your radio show debates can be super frustrating. For example, how many hours have you spent discussing lucre, all of which are speculative and useless because I assume you've never looked up how people are using lucre and figured out how it affects their play. The one time I remember you doing something like this, you did it halfway. You checked which monsters were permanently copied, but not which monsters tend to be copied as part of a run. The first was pretty predictable, limited time monsters. The second could have been interesting. Are these valid criticisms, or am I missing something? Are you planning on doing more of this in the future? So... I get that somebody who was a better business person would spend a lot more time having his programmers use their limited resources mining the data for metrics to figure out how to, like, throw some science at making the game better. I'm only interested in throwing art at making the game better.
You're sure you're not interested in throwing up to make the game better?
Yeah. I'm going to throw a fit to make the game better. In fact, I've done that several times today. Thrown several fits.
I thought you had pitched them.
He also writes, that last question was meaner than I intended. Pretend I'm buying you a beer while asking it. That makes it all better. I get it. I get how it can be frustrating to listen to us talk about stuff when...
we come at it from a different perspective than the players.
Right, and your notion that, boy, if they just looked at the data, they would see that I'm right and they're wrong. I can imagine how, in that case, like, you would want us to do whatever it is you think would make us believe you in whatever you're saying, right? We only have anecdotes to go on. And honestly, I would rather have a bunch of anecdotes from players than have a bunch of data about what they're doing.
Well, I mean, the plural of the other.
I guess it would be interesting, but I kind of don't care, right? Like, I feel like if things are unpopular, it that information gets to us. We don't need to seek out that information. Like, clearly lucre is a thing that frustrates some people. It is meant to be a thing that is difficult. Things that are difficult frustrate some people. I don't think that we could look at our data and say, all right, there are a lot of people quitting the game because of lucre. I honestly do not believe that that is a thing. Like, I think that if you are the kind of person who is, like, so dedicated to the game that you think that lucre is a problem, you're not going to quit. If you're the kind of person who is not dedicated enough that you would quit over that, you wouldn't think that lucre was a problem because you wouldn't care whether you got the lucre things or not. And I am just making this up. I am making this up, but what I can't do is look at the data and figure out why somebody who stopped playing stopped playing.
The data isn't going to tell us that.
And
that's the problem.
And I could waste a tremendous amount of time. I'm sure I could hire a consulting firm that would pretend to be able to tell us that from the data, but I think that would be a waste of time and money. And it would lead us...
The design would be cold.
Yeah. Focus grouping doesn't produce quality results. Right? I think it is just generally established now, and I don't know why companies still do it, but focus grouping to, and I guess you could describe what we're doing as by just paying attention to certain anecdotes from certain people is more akin to focus grouping, but I feel like metric-driven changes to game design are not going to be as good as organic changes to game design.
You can't make art by committee and have it turn out worthwhile.
I mean, maybe it would be better, right? Like, maybe we would make some more money if we did that. Maybe we would be more successful by certain metrics, but we wouldn't have the opportunities that we have now to inadvertently do great things. Like, if we start trying too hard to make people happy based on their behavior, what we're going to do is get ourselves into a situation where we only care about reinforcing the metrics that we're looking at and not whether or not it's actually any good. That's why I don't care about those metrics. Right. And, you know, maybe that fucks us. Maybe this ends up being a failed project because of that. But, you know, it was fun while it lasted. It was fun while it lasted, and I didn't spend, you know, I'm not going to look back on this and think, wow, I wish I had spent more time looking at tables of numbers.
Well, you think that maybe you wished you spent more time looking at boobs?
Probably. I think that will always be my greatest regret.
Could have looked at more boobs.
Yeah. Because you always could, right?
Yeah.
No matter how many. I should go to that high school from Chainsaw Suit, Super Boobs Look At High School. Graduate to Boner College. Did you read Chainsaw Suit?
I do when I am reminded that it exists. Actually, I'm going to go put it on my RSS.
For many years, I thought you were saying Chainsaw Soup.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've been reading it for many years.
I'm also making up the many years.
Yeah. Casey Wiederman suggests The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. One of those old dudes was reading The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I think I would be frustrated because the guy started writing that series, or the woman, I don't know if it was a man or a woman who wrote the series, but whoever wrote it, like, died after the third book. It was supposed to be, like, a really long series. Anyway.
Death kind of screws up all kinds of progress.
Really everything. It kind of screws up everything. The Gap in the Plot says, will we ever have a vegetable patch with mushroom field-like qualities? Because that would be pretty fucking rad. I don't know. We had talked about whether or not we were going to put in things for that campground slot that were not Mr. Store items. I think it would probably be shooting ourselves in the foot financially to do it now. Like, right now, we're selling something that has no alternatives, and I think we should not necessarily be in a huge hurry to produce alternatives to it. You know, if we did add something to the game that went in that slot, it would probably not be nearly as cool. Yeah, it wouldn't be nearly as cool, and it wouldn't be nearly as accessible. Like, it would be something more akin to the Crimbow, right? That it takes a tremendous amount of effort to get and is, like, a big deal. I think of a VIP furnishing as a really big deal. Like, that's part of the reason that I haven't, that we haven't, you know, gotten around to putting the one in Hobopolis yet, is because I can't figure out a way to make it hard to get, but not, you know,
impossible.
Not that, but just not something that only the wealthiest clans get, or the biggest clans get, or the you know, but also not like the luckiest clan. Yeah, I don't know.
Bun,
you know,
bun possible.
See, I keep saying things that
Kim
have UN
possible
in them, or oh, are you going a different direction? Yeah, yeah.
Blimp possible.
Yeah.
Blimp possible. Blimp possible.
Hey Riff, like, do you have any of that alien technology that makes things funny?
It's like a
salad.
Like a blimp made out of bones.
Does anybody have any weed that I could smoke that would make hot stuff funny? A salad made out of bones.
Yeah.
Like bird bones. A car made out of bird bones is also funny.
Oh, that'd be pretty sweet.
It'd be really light.
Yeah.
That's the advantage of a car made out of bird bones. Very light. Looks like some more questions came into the forums.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Nobody ever got that on asymmetric.net, the mouse over picture for the forums was four copies of Donald Rumsfeld's face. I think it's because people didn't know who Donald Rumsfeld was.
Yeah.
Approvoise multiplies the turtle's monster level so it does more damage to you each time until you've tamed it. So things that multiply monster level rather than adding a flat number. Ah, gotcha. Blue Scream says, why is there a transitional item in the new item of the month? That was something I wondered would confuse people. Yeah. Also, grammar that sentence. It is there so that... Did we explain it? Did we explain it on the radio? Did we explain it?
People were talking about it in the forum thread.
It is there so... In case you didn't hear this in the forum thread, or read this in the forum thread, it is there so when we add another item that goes in there, we can make it so you get those seeds back without making them tradable again.
No.
Basically, it makes it so you are unlocking the ability to do whatever with that slot forever. And we can give you something else to do there without it undoing,
yeah,
or having to add another mechanism for picking which patch.
It's for the future.
It is for the future. Darth says, I think your idea for nerfing the yellow ray by splitting outfits across multiple monsters with higher drop rates is awesome. It will probably cause moaning, you're right, but not all speed ascenders hate all changes that make the game slower. Yeah, but it would probably cause moaning even among people who weren't speed ascenders. I'd have to have a cadre of elite complainer
scabs
to go post positive things in the forums about it.
I mean, I think Darth had the same idea on one of his DRP.
No, he suggested that in one of the threads. I mean, that was... Eric says he thinks five people would like the idea and all of them would think they're in the majority.
Shall we consult the tweeters?
Hippo King says, I finished this a couple of weeks ago. Worthwhile. Of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. The movies get way, way worse after the first one. The books really don't. Missing Gnosis, how about an in-game bestiary of some sort? That'd give some context to the attack and defense members by letting you look up their base values. That'll eventually happen in a context that will eventually come around.
Huh.
Someday.
Someday.
I definitely want that to be a high-end thing, though. Yeah, Twitter. Twitter. What do they say about Twitter? Alliteration at the beginning of a word, assonance within a word for vowels, consonants for consonants. Consonants for consonants. Sparklin says, when you say couplets, I think haiku. Now everything's sing-song thanks to you. Will Seaside Town be made anew? Yeah, as soon as I get off the radio, I'm going to go push out the shit that I did to Seaside Town so that everyone can start complaining about it. No more council. You just have to guess what all the quests are.
And if you guess wrong, they kill you.
Data Vortex writes, at Halloween a friend was a Minecraft block. It was a bit of a shock. He's trying to make a clock. We watched some horror, schlock. I watched some schlock. I watched some terrible movies the other day.
I had an idea for a Halloween outfit to be a Minecraft guy, and then like a day later, Jake was like, I think I figured out what I'm going to be for Halloween. And I said, what? And he said, a Minecraft guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, huh.
You could be a Minecraft guy and I could be a creeper. We could do a tandem costume, because that's fucking adorable.
That'd be awful. Sneaking up behind people and hissing. Yeah, that's bad.
Cool.
Bad plan.
And then I could give them some gunpowder after knocking down the walls of their house. I'd have to carry a hammer and some gunpowder. A Dire Moment says, can we get more options for macros? MP above, next, or has crack hose? MP above and next, I don't know. Marks must come before go to. I don't like that. What do I do?
MP above, like, if you're MP or above.
Do we not already have that?
Foo, I'm guessing not.
You can't do not MP below? You gotta be able to do that.
I don't know.
Tom Smizzle says, also, have you guys visited the Minecraft Nether? The ghasts really suck. They destroyed my armor of leather.
The Nether is kind of
apparently they
brutal.
Can't see through glass. They can destroy glass, but they can't see through it.
Okay.
Which is neat.
Maybe their eyes work on a different wavelength.
The noises that he made for those things are
it's super
terrifying.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. I love it. Tom Smizzle also says, have any of you guys played Super Meat Boy? It will enrage you, but also give you joy.
What is Super Meat Boy?
It's kind of an N-plus-y platformer that's super hard.
Huh. No, I've not heard of it.
It's on Xbox Live, and I still haven't got my Xbox fixed. So,
nope.
And just the standard difficulty platformer games infuriate me enough, so no.
So no N-plus?
Tannen's Apple says, the command go border town doesn't work yet. Yeah, I forgot about that. I don't actually know how to fix those things, so
C.D.
those
Meyer
have to be drawn to C.D. Moyer's attention.
Can do them.
Yeah. I feel like he does that. Deadhead says, I've just noticed that there is a grease monkey for Safari. Hooray for all the people who like to use a good browser and are too lazy to install Chrome. What?
Chrome sucks.
That
softball.
Sentence is so wrong in so many ways. Hey, Safari is not a good browser.
It is a good browser.
No, it's not.
It's totally a good browser.
I don't have any problems with Safari. I like it on the iPhone. Maybe I only like it in walled gardens. Fascistically.
There's a guy in my high school named Walt Gardens.
Walled Gardens?
Walt.
Was there really a guy at your high school named Walt Gardens?
No.
Bush Gardens? The pretentious artist should have different, if generic, messages for a player, or for if a player already has the tattoo for an equipped outfit. Yeah, I could see if they were generic. But, the tattoo code is weird because it doesn't check to see whether you have it or not. Like, it does, it won't just give you another copy of the tattoo, but it fires and whether or not it... It displays if it realizes that it worked when it gave you the new tattoo. If it tries to give it to you and doesn't because you've already had it, it just doesn't apply. So it's still running to give you the tattoo code every time you go in there.
Huh.
It's just seeing that you already have the tattoo and not telling you that you already have it. So that was such a minor thing in the beginning that I didn't bother doing any kind of checking on it.
Right.
Grimdell says, I heard on your show last night that the breakup of Seaside Town was a long time coming, but moving Uncle P's two shops to the friggin' desert? Do you hate your kneecaps that much? Let's face it, penguins in the desert? Not a wide decision. Oh, and thanks for the Skelly event. It's awesome. Can't wait to see the final chapter. You're going to have to. Wait to see the final chapter, is what I'm saying.
I see.
Because who knows how far away that is. Everybody's expecting it to be involved in Crimbo, and this was all totally independent of... All of this story crafting was behind Scully's back. Crimbo is Scully's baby. Actually, Oliver is Scully's baby.
Well, is Crimbo Oliver?
I don't know.
Weird.
The penguins... Half of the penguins or more lived in the desert.
Yeah, I mean...
They're fine. They're really adaptable.
I mean, that because they had settled... Like, because so many of the families had settled there, it made a lot of sense for the shops to move there when the Grimmsite site closed.
Yeah, the women and children that you never see, but that are totally nice.
Yeah, they're family.
They dive
penguins.
Off of sandbergs.
They're family birds.
Into quicksand and swim. It's cute. ChefBob27 says, could you please turn the Cannon Museum back into a visitable place? I want to look at the plaques in my display case. I want to look at the plaques. Nobody wants to look at those fucking plaques. Wanting to look at those plaques is not a thing that happens to people. I'm sorry. You're lying, ChefBob27. Tell you what, I didn't want to look at them anymore after looking at them for several fucking hours today. Yeah, fine. I'll bring the fucking museum back just because you asked me to.
Do we get the Yetis back?
No, man.
No, those are...
They're gone.
Oh.
That's what Big wanted.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, you'll see him again, Riff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Icyfall5 says, I'm just curious, why is there no story in the official documentation about Crimbo 2009? All years have a story in it except for 2009. I think Scully just probably forgot to do it.
He tends to do it, like, around Crimbo the next year.
Linguini Lad says, what credit cards do you guys recommend signing up for that give cash back so I can use them for buying dollar coins from the U.S. Mint? Didn't your credit card say, fuck you, buddy?
I'm curious what the story is with that. It has given me cash back on the coins I have bought so far, but then in the, like, updated agreement or whatever that I got with it, it said that it will not give cash back on cash equivalents, but I don't know that it knows that the coins I'm buying are cash equivalents. I don't know. American Express Blue is pretty good.
Express Blue. He needed the money.
There are some others that are probably better that are out there. Fatwallet.com has a bunch of advice.
Warchife Thrall says, the Heebolder is a familiar, right? So I understand a counter is probably meant to help us, but it makes no narrative sense that the cooldown is on the familiar and not you, and no amount of bullshit making stuff up on the fly will convince me otherwise.
Wait, what?
He's mad that it doesn't make any sense that something about you is what prevents the Heebolder's rays from working.
What?
I think he wants us to add a class of familiar effects.
No, I'm just, like... What?
Captain Spam wrote, you made a desert bus pass without any references to the classic video game Desert Bus? No, it was itself
the entire
a reference.
Thing, yeah. Jesus.
Magic2729 says, please commence the rebuilding of Seaside Town. That's twice I've gotten a drunken stupor while trying to get to my display case. I know. I'll fix it. I'll do it tonight. If you have anything you want to say to the Altar of Bones, I would suggest saying it in the next, like, 10 minutes.
During rollover. I guess it's just post-rollover. Okay.
Yeah. Vangion Q says, the new pumpkin patch is really rather nice, as it fills the last open space in your campground. Just needs a few more crafting recipes to fill out its potential.
It's fine.
Oh, no, another putz says, will there be a meat car racetrack ever? No, we're getting rid of meat cars.
We're not getting rid of them.
We are.
What?
In fact, we're getting rid of the guilds entirely. Sorry, Riff. Now that you've finished the guild quests, we're just going to cut them.
Just going to wipe them?
Well, you haven't finished them. Hurry up and finish the Fernsworthy quest so that we can cut the guild quests.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be a real incentive.
Yeah. Linguini Lad says, so does the pumpkin patch disappear on Ascension, and is the pumpkin seed book consumed upon use, and is it usable in hardcore? I think it's usable in hardcore. If somebody buys the thing in Bad Moon and uses it, it just disappears. Huh. That kind of sucks. It comes back when they recall skills. But...
Oh, the seed packet does.
Yeah. No, the patch is there when they recall skills. It installs
the seed packet disappears and nothing happens. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. The patch appears when they recall skills. But
right.
I don't know how many people that affects. You know, whether... Somebody has suggested putting, like, a patch of weeds in there. And that's, you know... That makes sense. It's just... It's hard to, like, make things friendly for a player in Bad Moon without, you know, because we don't want Bad Moon to be friendly, right?
Right. We want it to be kind of neutral.
Yar says, you should probably make the Ghoul Whelp, or no, you should make the Ghoul Whelp and Whelp subsets act more frequently. It probably wouldn't be optimal anyway, it'd just be good for Lazy Core. I think half the time is good. Pineapple of Despair asks if we could possibly provide an option to throw pumpkins at other players. And it's funny because Pumpkin of Despair asked if we had an option to throw pineapples at other players. I think they cancel each other out. Joe Grant says, I was just checking over the new candy skeleton item. It neither appears in my multi-use drop-down nor in the candy feeder for my stocking.
Did you not check the candy box?
I probably did not check the candy box. I will do it, though, and I will mark it multi-usable because I'm pretty sure that it's just a potion. So I'm pretty sure that it will work. Potion... Make that multi-usable, and make that candy, and commit changes, and it's done.
Yeah.
Okay. Warchife Thrall says, God, I hate temporary items. I go into the enormous greater than sign, and I thought it was hilarious that there were items I could identify. I unlock the Dungeons of Doom, and they what the fuck? I like the item descriptions. Now they're gone. It sucks. Man. this guy's really mad about his inability to spell the word war chief. Linguini Lad says, anyone know if it's possible to install a pumpkin patch at your campground, then give the book to your friend to do the same? Everyone knows that that's not possible. Why would we do that? Why would we say, alright, this item of the month is like, you know, use it and then give it to somebody else. Everybody gets an item of the month, and we get $10. That's enough to pay you guys a salary for a month, right?
Do we all get the same $10?
Well, you won't get a bonus. You'll get like 40 cents for the month.
Wait,
no what? Bonus.
What?
Then you have to pay taxes. ChefBob27 says, could you relocate the graffiti wall to the main login page? No one really looks the wall now. Hot Stuff was asking me why the wall even exists anymore. That is a serious throwback. That is a throwback to a thing that I had on asymmetric.net.
Wow.
So there was that graffiti wall, and then I added another graffiti wall that was out on the main map, and that graffiti wall became chat.
You know...
And that's why the chat table is graffiti.
Why wasn't one of the arcade games Crack Rocks?
Because it's JavaScript and doesn't work.
It works pretty close to well.
Not really.
It's like 90% done.
No, it became less done over time. I don't know what the fuck.
I've never been able to play it, because the keyboard controls just don't work in any browser I've ever tried it in.
I've played it through completion multiple times. So
really?
You guys, to completion?
Yeah, you get the green ampersand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah? Okay, well, you really did play it to completion.
Yeah?
But then you're just stuck in the tower.
You can restart.
Okay. You can also just skip levels. I left my debugging tools in.
You can. But
so you can replay older levels to get more gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Is that how you beat it? Did you cheat?
I don't think so.
So did you ever get the blue ampersand?
Is there a blue ampersand?
There's a blue ampersand in a different game.
Oh, I didn't.
The Jungle Raoul Chronicles.
I didn't get the blue ampersand.
Yeah. You should download and play the Jungle Raoul Chronicles.
I see.
They're available on asymmetric.net. It's one of the first game I ever released. It was written in Quick Basic.
Wow.
I think there were two of them. I think there was Jungle Raoul
could
and Jungle
I,
Raoul.
Could I play it on a Mac?
If you have a DOS emulator.
I have no DOS emulator.
You could play it on this laptop if this laptop worked. Jungle Raoul. I'm telling you. It's pretty cool. Alright. We're going to...
Wait. RJ Hills says, could you please make Mr. A's a free pull in hardcore? I want to buy your fantastic item of the month, but I can't. That's not a thing. I mean, like, there's a way to get items of the month. There's a way to get Mr. A's from Hanks in the Mr. Store.
Yeah, because we don't want you pulling them, because then you would not equip them, because you can't. But, yeah, you can do it. If you go into Mr. Store, you can pull Mr. A's from Hanks for free.
Yeah.
You know, if we just made them free pulls, then we wouldn't have needed that feature, right? Like, there was no such thing as free pulls.
Predated free pulls.
I think it'd be weird to take it away now, because being able to do it from Mr. Store makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Although tricking people into thinking that they have to donate in run if they want to get Mr. Items in hardcore, probably good business sense.
Yeah.
We should start tricking people into giving us extra money.
Eh.
To the Facebook mobile!
It counts against your pulls. That's why it's not a free pull.
Oh. Oh. Huh.
You can just do it in hardcore.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. I forgot about that. Because you could just pull it. Yeah, but if you do it from there, it adds one to your pulls. And it doesn't let you do it if you're at your max pulls, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. It counts as pulls even in hardcore, because you could start a hardcore run,
right. pull them, get a
bunch of those, drop to softcore, and then get all your pulls. Like, it was to actually plug an exploit that people figured out back in the day. All right, we're going to stop.
Sorry it was so late, guys.
Yeah,
sorry,
it was late and
sorry
short.
All we did today was argue and not do anything useful.
Yeah. I'm going to go give you guys a new town that you're going to hate.
Yay!
Right, good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Good night.